Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You touched on Jarrell Kwanzaa there a couple of times, and I'm really intrigued by Jarrell Kwanzaa. Not only due to the fact that I spoke to somebody from Bristol Rovers a long time ago who spoke really highly of him and really sort of backed him to make it at Liverpool. I don't think anybody quite expected him to have the rise or the role that he's had so far this season. What have you made of that? And have you been equally surprised by the fact that he's suddenly thrust into the first team squad? And it feels like I don't want to say a permanent fixture now, but he's certainly a permanent fixture until January, it feels like, anyway.
Yeah, I think he will get opportunities. Like I say, I mean, there's not loads of centre-backs. Liverpool have left themselves short in terms of senior options because they didn't do anything in the summer in terms of bringing somebody in. So they've obviously got a level of trust with him. I think he's, you know, been cool and calm and composed, which is always a good thing. That's the biggest thing for me, really, is when you have a defender and you throw them in, you don't want them to be doing anything rash or doing anything different to what they would normally do. He seems to have the temperament to do that. I think that's something we've kind of always seen with him for the last couple of years, probably 18 months, 2 years ago. I remember I spoke to him before an FA Youth Cup semi-final. He was the captain of that age group. He was obviously a leader. He was someone that, you know, was obviously comfortable to step up, and he must have been, what, 17, 18 at the time, but he was, you know, he came across really well in that interview. And you know, that's the kind of character I think that you need to be. You need to be a leader. You need to be sort of confident in your own game, obviously keeping things fairly simple and fairly basic, but that's what he's done. And I think the more he can maybe come off the bench for the last 10 minutes, the more he'll be able to grow into that role. And he is definitely an option. He surprised me in as much as I think probably another loan would have been what I would have expected at the start of the summer. I also thought Luke Chambers might be a little bit further ahead of him in terms of the pecking order. I'm a big fan of him. Again, another one similar to Bobby Clark, who's excelled over the last few years with England's youth groups and has come through. Again, can sort of play full-back and centre-back, so you think would fit perfectly in the way that Liverpool are trying to play. But between the two of them, there is definitely a lot of quality there. We've not obviously seen loads of Chambers. There was the reports over the summer that, you know, Bayer Leverkusen might be interested in him. Possibly a loan could have happened, but didn't. I think it'll be interesting to see the next steps for both of them. I'm not 100% sure in terms of the injury situation with Chambers. Maybe there's been, you know, a couple of little problems over the summer, and that's why we've not seen loads of him. But I think between the two of those two, there's definitely, you know, something long-term in it for Liverpool. Obviously, they fit the system, but, you know, more important than that, they're both very, very good footballers. And I think for Jarrell, the next step really would be to try and get some starts. I think he's shown now that he's capable of coming off the bench and, you know, at home against some lesser opposition in Europe. It would be, you know, still a big step for him. It would still be a big ask and very different to playing in League One. But I don't think any of us would be concerned by it or massively worried by it. If you saw his name on the team sheet, I think more than anything, you'd probably be excited.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
No, I agree. Yeah, and as you say, he's taken it in his stride so far, given the fact it was he got a handful of games at the back end of last season in League One to suddenly be sort of thrust into the limelight, 10 men away at St. James' Park. He handled himself brilliantly. And as you say there, his temperament is sort of akin to that as well. So I don't think anyone, certainly me, would be overly concerned if he was starting games. And as you kind of alluded to, you're never too far away from starting games at centre-back for Liverpool at the minute. So it might well happen, unfortunately. Certainly when we're getting red cards every other week by all the sounds of it as well. The main crux of the episode, Matt, I wanted to touch upon was Liverpool's youth policy and the change in it. Obviously, Brexit enforced much of this change, and Liverpool have gone down a new pathway. It's been much spoken about, it's been much deliberated on, and we continued it this summer as well. Now, some of the names we've spoken about already so far, Ben Doak, Bobby Clark and his others, there's Kate Gordon, Trent Cohn-Doherty, Callum Scanlon, and many more, have been players that we've snapped up from British clubs, essentially, over in Ireland, a couple of them as well. And we've kind of identified them as top talents in different academies. We brought them into our own and tried to continue their development with us and stuff like that. And I suppose before we go on to the new lads, I wanted to touch on how successful do you think that policy's been so far in that new strategy? Because not every club's doing it. Liverpool, in my opinion, very much at the forefront of it. Is it working? Do you see a benefit in it? Obviously, the first team are benefiting from it when you look at Ben Doak and Bobby Clark in particular. But the academy itself, is the quality of the academy side raising, and therefore is the training levels raising? Has this been a success, would you say?
I'd say it's been a big success for Liverpool. I mean, you always want to try and cut corners or save money or, you know, try and find the next best thing before you have to pay the big money. And there's been a lot of criticism when you look at what Brighton have done over the summer with, you know, Moises Caicedo, for example. They bought him for a very small fee and have sold him for big money. Loads of other examples as well. And people always say, well, why don't Liverpool do that? Why couldn't Liverpool go to South America, buy Moises Caicedo, put him in the team? And, you know, the obvious reason for that is that he wouldn't have been ready to come in and play the regular minutes as he has for Brighton. He wouldn't have got that development. But I think at youth level, it's obviously slightly different. It's still, you know, a big step, I'm sure, to go from, say, a Derby County academy for someone like Kate Gordon to come in and play for Liverpool regularly. It's a different environment. The expectations are different. He obviously was getting minutes at, you know, 15, 16 at Derby, where that isn't probably going to be the case at Liverpool. Had to wait a little bit longer and be a bit more patient. But it's almost the same process, I think, for me. You're looking for the next big thing before it happens. And I think for me, it's already started to pay off because, now imagine, for example, that Liverpool had waited a couple of years before they looked at Harvey Elliott. You know, how much would he have cost then compared to what he cost? Even just that saving alone would make it a huge amount of money for Liverpool, I think. So if you can do that, you know, once every couple of years, for example, you're saving yourself suddenly a huge amount of money. I can understand that the opposite point might be that, you know, it maybe blocks the path of certain other players who are coming through the academy or things like that. But I just think if you get the opportunity for, you know, a Bobby Clark, for example, to be signed one of the top probably two or three talents of his age in the country, of course you're going to go and do that. And it was an opportunistic one. If he was still at Newcastle now, would he leave? Perhaps not. Maybe he would look at Newcastle in a different way. But obviously at the time, Liverpool were able to do that deal, bring him across. And I think within the next couple of years, we'll see, you know, the benefit of that. Kate Gordon, again, is one still to keep an eye on. And ultimately, you know, as much as we want all of these players to do well, the worst case scenario is that you can kind of do what Chelsea do, where they stockpile all of these young kids, suddenly make a load of money. And, you know, worst case scenario for someone like Bobby Clark is that, you know, he doesn't quite make it at Liverpool's level, but probably will make it somewhere else in the Premier League. And, you know, look at the money that Manchester City have got for players that, you know, most people wouldn't have even heard of. Romeo Lavia, for example, last summer, they got £14 million for a player that had never played at, you know, in the Premier League or whatever. He was very, very young. But that's £14 million that they can then spend on somebody else. So I think it just makes a lot of sense. And I think a lot of people are very quick to jump on Liverpool for not doing this kind of thing in other areas, and maybe less quick to point out that actually they do this in their own way, in a way that suits them a lot better and probably will work out for them in the long term.
No, 100%. I didn't really even consider sort of the knock-on effect it has when you are selling them, because you're right, sort of reference Man City. They did it this summer with James Trafford, I think, the goalkeeper as well, went to Burnley for around 20 million or something like that. Anything that's with all due respect to James Trafford, that's money for old rope when it comes to Manchester City. Like, that FFP bump that you're giving yourself via that, and it's something Liverpool were good at a few years ago, and something we need to get back at. Like, we sold Rian Brewster for good money. Obviously, Dominic Solanke was another one. They were a little bit older in terms of their development and stuff like that. But Solanke obviously brought him for free, I think, for Chelsea. Then we sold him for around 20 million. And we do need to get better at selling to allow ourselves to do more in the market in terms of incoming. So, yeah, it's a really good point. And, yeah, like I say, if one or two of them, Bendo, Bobby Clark, potentially can actually make it for Liverpool, you know, even better. But I think, yeah, moreover, the academy being stronger helps others develop as well around them. And then whatever you can make on the backside of it, even better. In terms of the two new lads, I think it's Amara Nalo and Trey Anyonyi signed this summer. Have you seen anything of them at all? I know Trey Anyonyi scored a hat-trick in a 10-0 friendly win. That's not a bad way to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I've not seen either of them yet, but obviously I'd seen that he scored the hat-trick, and, you know, I think he's, you know, again, one of the top talents, a player that Liverpool are really happy to get over the line and bring in. It's just a case of, you know, almost as bad as it sounds, you bring in enough of these lads, then one of them's probably going to make it. They're not all going to make it, but if you bring in 10 of the best rated academy youngsters, probably, you know, there's a good chance that someone somewhere will pay off in some form. So I think it's promising, really. Liverpool are continuing to do this. I noticed there was some quotes that resurfaced from Evan Ferguson. I think they were from an interview from about 12 months ago, where he kind of said, well, you know, why would I have picked Liverpool when, you know, the pathway isn't there, the opportunities aren't there. I might have played in the 23s for a couple of years and not really got anywhere. And, you know, I don't think that would have been true. I don't think that was true at the time, and hasn't obviously proven to be true since. But it's clear that, you know, these young players and their parents and the families are looking at Liverpool still as a place where you can develop, you're at a top club, but you can still make it and take that next step. So, you know, that's crucial, really. That pathway of, you know, Harvey Elliott has done it, Bobby Clark is maybe the next one to do it, and these young lads will be looking at those and thinking, well, you know, in what was it, maybe 6 months after Cade Gordon signed, he was going on a first team trip for pre-season. I'm sure these lads are looking at that as well. And yeah, it can only be a good thing, can't it? They've both seemingly made good starts, and yeah, a hat-trick in one of your first matches for Liverpool is, you know, a dream, I think, for any player.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's Body Care Breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.